The Jay Community Recreational Center is 300 acres of wooded trails surrounding an open meadow and a mountain stream. One day this week, it served as a classroom for preschoolers from across the Northeast Kingdom, and NBPR's Amy Noyes was there too.
Just a short walk into Jaystown Forest from the Crossroad Trailhead, you'll come across a circle of stumps that serve as an outdoor classroom for the pre-K program at Jay Westfield Elementary School. And on the other side of the trail is a clearing called the Mud Kitchen. Lying among the sticks and fallen leaves is a collection of old pots and pans and kitchen utensils. That's where 4-year-old Maxwell from Coventry mixed up some of what he called bye-bye soup out of dirt, rocks, and a pine cone.
So I scooped up some dirt, and then I put some rocks in it, and then I put a pine cone in.
And with that, he was off.
I'm going in the woods. Bye.
This is a special field trip for Maxwell and his Coventry classmates. But Jay Westfield preschool teacher Julie St. Marie brings her young students into these woods throughout the school year for outdoor education.
It's a dream. It's a dream location.
She planned this day to share her outdoor classroom with other preschool teachers in the Northeast Kingdom.
So I wanted to share that dream because I've been sharing little bits and pieces of my outdoor educational opportunities during in-service times with other teachers. I've presented at a couple of in-service days, and I said, I'm going to get you guys all up here one of these days. So over the summer, I planned this day.
She calls it Forest Day in the NEK. Along with inviting preschoolers, teachers, and parents, St. Marie recruited student volunteers from around the region. High schoolers from North Country Union's Early Childhood Program helped the preschool groups navigate between various activities set up throughout the property. One activity was the pump track, where a group of 8th grade boys from a Troy Mountain Bike Club guided preschoolers on balance bikes.
You guys go, follow your friend. Here we go, Kristen.
Another way to see colors is to dip your rock in a clear mountain stream if you are passing by one.
Some of the activities were familiar parts of a preschooler's day, like story and snack time, just outside. But other activities were unexpected, like making nests and building fairy houses where fairies and more tangible small woodland creatures can take shelter. Beth Chambers is one of the adult volunteers on hand. She's the after-school program coordinator for North Country Supervisory Union, and she also has a background in outdoor education. She says getting students outside is particularly important in places like the Northeast Kingdom.
First, I would say that this area is so rural that it's really important that kids are accessing the nature around them. If you live in this area and you don't go out in the snow, then you're not doing much all winter. And I've noticed the decline in students feeling comfortable going into the woods and just playing independently.
And she says it's important to introduce kids to the outdoors while they're young.
Kids at this age are totally ready to take a risk and make a mistake out in the woods and climb a tree and fall down. As they get older, it gets harder.
And Chambers says making mistakes is a big part of the process.
So getting to them early and spending this time outdoors and teaching them that, you know, failure is something that's going to help you learn and grow is really important.
Here's a fairy house. Here's a nice little fairy house.
And even as rain starts to fall on Forest Day in the NEK, it doesn't dampen the enthusiasm of these preschoolers. Organizer Julie St. Marie says it's all part of the outdoor experience.
So it just connects science with dramatic play, with literature, with math, with curiosity and just excitement about learning, all in one. It's the total package.
In the woods of Jay, I'm Amy Noyes for VPR News.